Panting harshly, she covered the baby's bloody, staring face with kisses, smearing her mouth until she looked like a drunk who has tried to put on lipstick. She laughed and kissed the chubby flap of his infant's double chin, his nipples, his navel, the jutting tip of his penis, and, holding him up higher and higher in her trembling arms, the child she meant to call Mordred goggling down at her with that comic look of astonishment, she kissed his knees and then each tiny foot. Susanna heard that room's first suckle, not the baby at his mother's breast, but Mia's mouth on each perfectly shaped toe. 3. Yon child's my den's doom, Susanna thought coldly. If I do nothing else, I could seize Scather's gun and shoot it. 'Twould be the work of 2 seconds. With her speed, her uncanny gunslinger's speed, this was likely true. But she found herself unable to move. She had foreseen many outcomes to this act of the play, but not Mia's madness, never that. And it had caught her entirely by surprise. It crossed Susanna's mind that she was lucky indeed that the positronics link had gone down when it had. If it hadn't, she might be as mad as Mia. And that link could kick back in, sister. Don't you think you better make your move while you still can? But she couldn't. That was the thing. She was frozen in wonder, held in thrall. Stop that, Sayre snapped at her. Your job isn't to slurp at him, but to feed him. If you'd keep him, hurry up. Give him suck. Or should I summon a wet nurse? There are many who'd give their eyes for the opportunity.
Never in your life,
Mia cried, laughing, but she lowered the child to her chest and impatiently brushed aside the bodice of the plain white gown she wore, baring her right breast.